And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and we're in the mighty 1090 studios with Mr. Pat McDonald. This is a tribute to his one career, 34 years of incredible service to a great Southern California audience there. And we're going to talk to this guy, maybe roast him a little bit too. Who knows? Stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish habit. So what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Pete here. I was fortunate enough to use the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 touchscreen chart plotter and sonar unit on my boat this summer and fall. And let me say, it's truly incredible. With an easy-to-use tablet-style interface that's fresh but familiar, the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 combines a multi-touch screen with push-to-select rotary dial for precision control and speedy response. As for marking schools of tuna, yellowtail, and more, it's the best. You run over a school, and there they are in full color and high definition. The new NSS Evo 2 built-in sonar technology, including chirp and structure scan, can't be beat. I recently added the Simrad AP24 autopilot to my system. I've had other autopilots before, but I can tell you this one is simple, sensitive, and accurate. It integrates with my Simrad NSS Evo 2. I set a waypoint, touch the screen, and the boat steers to that spot. There's a lot more to the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 system and AP24 autopilot I'd like to tell you, but best just go to your local Simrad dealer or see simrad-yachting.com for more details.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The main emphasis on the ranch, we're going to keep it old style. We're not going to change anything. We're just going to improve what we have. The kitchen is brand new. Brand new kitchen this year. We're all new kitchen equipment, new stoves, ovens. We put a new freezer in. We've put in all brand new split air conditioners with thermostats to make sure every room is cold. We've also worked on the boat fleet with a couple large lures, a 31 and a 34. We've got the largest Super Panga fleet on the East Cape, all with brand new Yamaha motors. Brand new beds. We've got all Serta beds, the best beds in Baja, I kid you not. We're working all the time at the ranch. We're not changing it, just making it a lot better. That's why we get the high TripAdvisor reviews. It's my responsibility. I got to take care of you. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero. RanchoLeonero.com. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646-BAJA.
It's Yamaha's Power the Summer sales event. For a limited time, eligible new 90 to 300 horsepower four-strokes include 2 free years of Yamaha extended service. And eligible new 2.5 to 75 horsepower four-strokes include up to $500 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Offer ends August 31st, 2017. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. What a fun day with a great bud today is going to be, man.
Indeed. No, come on. Retired? Really, Pat? Are you kidding me?
Oh, come on. Don't rag on me too much. Yeah. I'm sorry.
We're like the same age. Does that mean we're old or something?
You're old. You're old.
Yeah, okay. All right. Good. Well, yeah.
You're going to roast me. I'm going to roast you right back.
You're the retired one. I'm still working my tail off.
I'm still working, actually, quite a bit. That's what we were talking about before we got on. But, yeah, and I've been busy. I technically retired as editor of Western Outdoor News after 34 years. But
34 years.
Yeah. So I don't really want to be the old guy sitting there, an old decrepit guy, you know. It was time to go, and financially I was able to do it, and I'm still working some for the paper, and then working for other publications as we go.
Awesome.
I've got to just see how things go. I think it's been a great deal. Where tomorrow I'm hosting the Western Outdoor News trip to Sitka, Alaska, Kingfisher, and I'm going to do Cedros. I've got the Cabo tournament coming up in November.
Wow.
I'm still doing those things, and I'm doing the ball reports for the paper. So I'm pretty busy, and I can pick and choose any features that I want. Blake Warren, the new managing editor, we're great friends, and we're having a great time. And so I pick and choose. He's like, "Hey, you want to do that story?" I'm like, "Nah, I haven't got time. I'm in the middle of a kitchen remodel."
Isn't that cool?
And I'm in the middle of a kitchen remodel, which means my marriage is definitely in trouble. No, yeah. I'm just kidding. No, Linda's been awesome about that. We talked about going through that kind of stuff. So I'm extremely busy right now and fishing. I got a chance to go out fishing with Blake on Friday, and just absolutely wallop the yellowtail. It's been so. It's been really fun. I'm using my skiff out of Oceanside, and it's been great. I haven't had a chance to fish
local
enough. Local fishing. For a while there, I had surgery on my finger, so I wasn't able to fish very much. It's very difficult to pull on anything big, so the bluefin's been out of my wheelhouse at this point. So, but now it's healing, and so I'm able to go out and catch some bigger fish. And hopefully, we'll get a big Alaska halibut. Flying out of Orange County tomorrow with Chris Wheaton and 12 other anglers. It's going to be very, very fun.
That's cool.
So, and Kingfisher Charters, absolute best operation.
Anybody listens to your show.
Such a job.
Yeah, anytime anybody's read Western Outdoor News over the years, they know what a great operation is. And there's others, Doe Island. It's just really good operations up there. But they were the original operation, as you know.
And Seth is just, there's none better than the guy that runs it, Seth Bone.
Oh, yeah. He's super good guy, professional. We usually fish with Clinton Chambers, but every captain there is good. You know, it's just a well-run operation.
You stay at the lodge?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. We'll stay a couple extra days, and we'll stay with Seth, or we'll go down to Westmark if they don't have room at the lodge for the extra 2 days, and we're just going to hang out. I always spend a couple extra days in Sitka doing something, fly-in lake or a hike. Mount Edgecombe, we did that 1 year.
What'd you do on Mount Edgecombe?
Oh, we hiked it. We went to the top. It's 11 miles up and back. It's I did have to ride. It was like 3 months or 4 months after the hip surgery, so I kind of wanted to prove that I could do it. And Chris never thought that I would make it to the top.
Wow.
But we did.
Three or 4 months after the hip replacement.
Yeah,
surgery?
It was 4 months.
Top of a volcano.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, the weather where it worked out, everything. There's a lot to do really there. I mean, just a walk around the town. You know, once you've done it a couple times, you don't need to do it too many times, but. Great little coffee house and a lot of history there in addition to the fishing. If you just go up for the fishing, it's hard to go and see the town too much because you're just coming back and forth from the fishing.
You're full-time fishing.
Full-time fishing.
Yeah.
So that's why we stay a couple extra days. You know, and then we got a Cedros trip coming, and then I have a Cabo tournament also in November. So I'm heavy into planning that.
Tell us about the Cabo tournament. This year could be pretty epic. The fishing's been sensational.
It has been. Well, it has been sensational in the last couple weeks. Last month, but it was really a slow start because of all that cold water that was there coming out from the Pacific. But now it's really turned around. Of course, the East Cape is absolutely Richter.
Fiery.
Unbelievable. I mean, you just can't go wrong going down there. This is the time of year. It's kind of like you're dodging storms, but not a factor right now. They're all kind of way, way out. But the water is really in great condition there, and tuna fishing has been really good. We're not seeing the huge fish yet. We're seeing a few big fish come in, but nothing really big like we did a couple years ago. And then last year we started seeing them about this time. So we're kind of waiting for the big boys to come in at the Gordo and the Finger Bank and those. But nevertheless, we will see some big fish. We had a 298 was the biggest last year. We had Mark Rayer came in with like a 285 and placed third. And they had some big fish. So I think it's always good fishing. You got the really top anglers and captains that are come out for the tournament That's November 1st through the 4th, and we had 168 teams. And
168 teams last year. What do you expect this year?
I don't know. I mean, you know, they've red flagged Cabo and all that. I don't think that's going to affect our the tourism business too much from people who go down there who are hardcore travelers down there fishing. They're not going to change their plans for the State Department's issuance. You know,
was that because of that shooting at the Palmia?
Yeah, the cartel stuff. This stuff has been going on among cartel folks.
Look at the paper. The San Diego Union today had a front page article about the. Mm-hmm. The largest murder rate in Tijuana in history.
Yeah, we fly right over Tijuana.
And you drive through, you look at the areas where those are. Mm-hmm. It's not areas that tourists go.
Yeah,
it's the areas where the drug cartels.
Yeah, that's
the thing about that is that they red flag stuff. And yeah, but hey, you could go to areas in California and have stray bullet fire, right?
Absolutely. You have to be careful about where you're going, what you're doing, who you associate with, and everything else. And I think as long as you stay in the tourist areas and you're staying in the basic areas, certainly it's safer than anywhere else. And I think I'm too tired.
Except for that one incident at Palmia Beach. But
That was pretty gnarly.
We're not saying that was a gnarly one.
That's one of my wife's favorite places.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but anyhow, we're expecting another big field. Bisbee's is expecting another big field as well. There's like four straight tournaments there, and then they have a charter boat tournament about 2 weeks after ours. So it's tournament season's coming up.
Yeah.
Big blue marlin are coming through. There's quite a few being caught right now.
So, big money in your tournament, too, right?
Yeah, we give out 750,000 and something like that. Yeah,
cash and prizes? Right?
Cash. No, it's just cash.
And then
we have we have out to five teams, which is smaller than we have in the past. So it consolidated. They had a couple teams that went over a couple $100,000, and then it would spread out to 64 for the Wahoo Dorado optional. And then there's second and third. So we had five teams that won money. Sometimes you get up to seven teams splitting the money. But so we had the biggest payout in history last year. $649,000.
What I like about your tournament is jungle rules, man. It's like
I have to be honest about it. Yeah, there is jungle rules, but there's also we do incorporate some of the rules, and we actually had to disqualify a team last year that won money last year because they bent the rule, and then they had to go through this whole thing, and they're at the dock, and when there was one protest that didn't fall through, we had a video of the boat that came in. It got in on time, and the very boat that did protest the other boat because they had taken money from them on the first day, they were protested against, and actually it stuck. So
not getting back in time.
That was 6 o'clock. Got to be back by to the dock in that inner harbor, and so we had a video shooting at the time. So I said, "Well, see, here's the video. It shows right here, 6:01. The boat was in." Oh, okay, And then next thing you know, they were protested against for having an extra crewman on board. They were disguising him as an engineer or something, and so it turned out to be a violation, and so we had to disqualify him. It's not a fun thing. You know, you're a director, and everything is fun and good, and it's margaritas and handing out money, and it's parties. No, it's hard work, and it's big money, and I, like I said, I will disqualify my mother if she was still alive.
Yeah.
You have to. Otherwise, your credibility of the tournament is down the chute. So. Yeah. It's a painful thing, and they took it well, and they came back, and actually they fished the second day, and they were almost in the running for a chunk of money second day, but they got beat out at the very end by RealQuest. So he swept the optionals and made close to $300,000.
Yeah, not a bad payday. So is it still possible to get into that tournament November 1st?
Oh, yeah, sure. Anybody who wants to know about it, I'm not going to give you guys phone numbers and all that stuff. Basically, if you're really interested in finding out about the tournament, watching it, seeing the video, all that stuff, all you got to do is just Google Cabo Tuna, and the website will come up, and you learn all about the tournament and watch the video and get an idea of what it's all about.
It's a fun time.
It's a great time.
We've both have been there. Ricky and I have both been there.
Yeah.
It's a good time, for sure.
Yeah.
So let's talk about your 34 years at one. What was year one like? What did you do? Can you remember that far?
Sure, I remember Steve Comas was the editor. I came in actually looking to be the editor, and then I turned the job down, actually, and I said that I'm coming from a small daily newspaper. I'm kind of on my way. I'm covering the Chargers and covering the Padres, and I'm local colleges. I'm kind of moving up the chain. I want to I'm coming to a weekly fishing and hunting publication. I'm going to be the editor. I'm not going to come. And then, of course, I was sitting there, you know, never seeing my family, and I was, you know, about a week later, Linda looks at me and goes, you think that job's still open? I'm like, I'll ask. So I called up Bert Twilliger, and I said, hey, is the job still open? He goes, yeah, but you'll be the assistant director. And so as it turned out, for 6 months, I was assistant director under Steve Comas, who really didn't want the job. He was just kind of protecting his situation. And I assured him that after 6 months, that he didn't want the job after 6 months. And I said, well, you know, I wanted the job, so I got hired. And at that point, you know, you learn one thing when you get a job, particularly of editor of a specialty publication, is that you don't know jack. Yeah. You'd better learn it. Now, I was obviously...
Were you a fisherman, obviously?
I was obviously, I was a fisherman. I did some hunting. I did some bow hunting with my dad and my brother. And so I had a background in the outdoors, you know, a lot of hiking, a lot of fishing. We did a lot of boats standing on Monica Bay. I grew up there. But it wasn't like hardcore. It wasn't like I was, you know, a hardcore guy, you know. But I knew how to fish. And from there, I just started going out on boats and meeting the captains and doing meet the skippers and getting out of the office. It's not Western Indoor News. It's Western Outdoor News. And so I just started to hunt more. And I got more. As each year kept going, I kept learning more and more. And I never kind of came off as I'm an expert on any one of those fields. But I always kind of learned everything as a step-by-step. And I came in at a time when the El Nino hit, 1983, I think it was. And I learned real quick what a Dorado was. I mean, I was like, and what a big tuna was and everything else. And I was just like, I'm in the middle of the best fishing we've had in decades. And it was an eye-opener for me. And cool. Just going out on the producer with Ray Sobiak. I went out with him two or three times. And Trompas' dad, the late Greg's late father. And met some great captains and met Bill Poole. And then those guys were trying to get me to go long-range fishing. I got into that. And then steelhead fishing. I just traveled all over and did some great things. And I had some super fun just going steelhead fishing and learning that, Sacramento River salmon, because I was also the Northern California and the Southern California editor at the time.
Wow. Covered it all.
Yeah, but now I'm more Southern California. And then we started doing travel trips and then tournaments, and it kind of evolved. And then I got involved in conservation and those kinds of things. So there's always new things, new exciting things to learn and be involved in. And, of course, the Prop 132. The Gillnet Initiative, that took three or four or five of years of my attention, and MLPA and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Gillnets, so, long lines, and that kind of thing. So you really, there's so many facets to the job, and then also you guys got to get the paper out each week, and the biggest facet is you got a Monday deadline to do.
Every week.
Every week.
Every week deadline.
Every week.
For 34 years.
For 34 years. That's a hard job.
That's one reason why, you know, it's that, you know, it'll wear on you. But then again, I never really knew what the date was or anything else. It always went from Monday to Monday. That was my life.
Yeah. And did it get easier as the years went on, or was it harder?
You know, it got easier in some ways. You know, you have to do more with less now because of the digital, and of course, print isn't like the happy place that it used to be.
Yeah.
You know.
A lot of things have changed.
A lot of things have changed. The internet. So you're trying to do more with a little bit less. And but also digitally, it made it easier in production. So I didn't have to do as much physical layout.
Right.
Yeah. When I came into journalism, we were actually my local Corsair, Santa Monica College, was actually using Hot Type, which I don't know if anybody knows. You didn't even know what that is, but that's where they set the lead onto the press.
Wow.
And then, of course, most other publications by that time were going into the cold type and the wax paper, and then shooting of the film. But we're still, you know, the print, everything, the photography was print or slide, and we had to go get the slides and the prints, and I was in the dark room. So there's a lot of physical aspects to it. You know, if you wanted Eastern Sierra results, you know, on the Monday paper from a Saturday opener, you had to go to a speed of light, one-hour photo, drop off the film, pick it up the next morning, and then drive it home with the prints, and as you're driving, you're sitting there picking out the photos that you want, and then you've got to have them shot, and then you've got to write captions for those things. Now it's just boom, boom, you're taking digital things. Before I get home, my story is written if somebody else is driving, and by the time I get home, my story is done, the photography is done, everything is done. And then the digital production is goes much quicker. So we're able to do things and react much quicker. And, of course, also we have the Internet with our Facebook,
right?
Our websites. We have a Cabo website. So, you know, those it's a lot of great things going on in journalism, you know, but there's a transition that we're experiencing right here in the last 10 years. And we've been a big part of that transition, too. So
if you had to, in 34 years, if you had to pick out just a handful or one or two highlights of your career, is there such a thing? I mean, you've done so many different things in so many different places. Is there a couple things that you can say, man, that was just one of the highlights of my career?
Okay. Well, I knew you were going to ask that question, so I came up with a kind of a quick list. Okay. One was, in terms of the conservation, I think no question about the stories that we did, and we kind of led the way, I believe, on the Prop 132, the Gillnet initiative,
which now we're seeing
the effects of that.
Yeah,
very difficult to
good
get
effects.
Very difficult to get any legislation through. So we actually had to go through the initiative process back in 1989, it went into force in 1991. By the time all the lawsuits had gone through. But being there with Doris Allen's campaign condo, as everybody was celebrating, it was pretty cool to be a part of that and know that Western Outdoor News really led the way for that, because other attempts to do that sort of thing through legislation, and then eventually we had to go the initiative process. That was a nice thing. It put a lot on the line.
I know the Sheds and AFCO were huge in that process.
Oh, of course they were. That was part of the Gillnet committee. There was like six or seven of us that met every single month, usually over at Maxima's office, and then in Shimano eventually. So they were all, everybody came together. What was nice is that, you know, the paper was kind of like got everybody together, and then we also brought in other publications.
Kind of rallied it.
Kind of rallied.
Public, what was
yeah. So, yeah, we were quite the force back then. And so that was a big deal. In terms of journalistically, I think the series of stories that I did on the sinking of the Eric, that was probably one of the bigger highlights for me, and how it came to pass that I got the information about how it sank, and then also the finding of the remains and finding of the boat. And won some awards on that in the writing.
Yes.
I don't really go after
that was
writing
an amazing
awards.
Story.
So I just for that one story, I went in and went for some awards and got them. But yeah, people have said that was one of their best stories they had seen for me. And then, let me see, the best fishing experience I ever had, I have to go where I went to the Amazon, which has nothing to do with Western Outdoor News or going to Baja or the our local area, but going to Brazil and fishing for peacock bass. That had to be one of the most thrilling experiences of my life, going up that river at night, running into sandbars and backing off, and then going up on this mothership up there. It's like Disneyland, except you're not protected. You can die at any time.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
You know, it's awesome. And then we've been to Panama like four or five times. I traveled to Australia on a trip. So I've been very fortunate. The Twilligers have been very good to me, and I've been thrilled to be a part of that. And also all the anglers that I've met over the years, and I'm still meeting them. And then also having the opportunity to do Cabo as a tournament, and then running some of those tournaments, whether the Catalina White Sea Bass Tournament, but now the Tuna Tournament now in its 19th year. So it's been a fun run, and I'm continuing to run.
Yeah, no kidding. Leaving for Kingfisher Charters in Sitka tomorrow, I'd say you're still running for sure. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today.
Yeah, over 34 years, so much fun to talk about, so many stories to tell, and so much information with a guy like Pat sitting next to us. And if you want to join us on the show this morning, we'd love to hear from you. There's two ways you can be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, and first is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's a local number. Or call us toll-free. That toll-free line is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only going to be having all kinds of fun, we really want you to join us. Call us, tell us your favorite stories about Western Outdoor News, all your questions. This is going to be a great, fun show. And, man, do we have a fun prize. For one lucky caller at the end of the show today, somebody is going to get a full AFCO clothing package, including the popular AFCO Tactical Fishing Short and the AFCO Matrix Performance Shirt. And I want to say thanks to our good buddies up at AFCO for getting us that killer prize for one lucky caller.
That tactical short so awesome.
Best short they've made.
Best
period.
Short they've made.
Yep,
yeah,
period,
it's
period.
Such well, a and that's well over a $100 prize right there
and,
for you.
And I'm saying that's best short they've made. That's including the original ML1,
yep,
which is the original fishing short, yeah, the original short with a plier pocket. I would say that tactical short's the best one,
yeah,
they've
love
ever
it
made. They're
wear
awesome
it every day.
Yeah, very cool prize pack, and somebody's going to get that. Again, if you want to get your chance of winning those great prizes, or much better yet, your chance to talk to Pat, give us a call, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090.
Had a dream.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer Resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
It's time for our PowerPro 30-second seminar. And I tell you what, with PowerPro, what I like about it is the knot strength. You tie a knot with PowerPro, whether it be a John Collins knot, an Albright knot, back-to-back uni, they hold and work with PowerPro.
Yeah, the line is just not stiff. It's the perfect amount of round. It has good abrasion resistance, and it's just easier for connections than other types of line out there.
Indeed. PowerPro at your favorite tackle store, or check out PowerPro.com.
What a tuna and yellowtail season last year. Many say the best in 30 years. Could this season be even better? Don't be caught without the right gear. Now is the time to stock up on the trolling lure that proved to be the best. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Magnum runs perfect right out of the box. They all have extreme action and a controlled deep diving aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium BMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. The X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala can be trolled at high speeds without rolling or kicking out at depths to 15 feet. Bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum is the ultimate trolling lure for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. With a textured translucent body, internal holographic foil, and 3D holographic eye, X-Wrap Magnums are irresistible to saltwater game fish. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire line at Rapala.com. Nothing is more exciting than fishing Cedros Island on a Hobie Mirage Drive kayak. And Cedros Kayak Fishing will hook you up on this amazing experience. Cedros Kayak Fishing offers deluxe accommodations in their beautiful secluded casita with all the comforts you would expect from a high-end resort, including single occupancy rooms and filtered water. Kayak tours are on Hobie Outback kayaks with bait tanks, fish finder, and VHF radios to ensure a great experience. Fly to Cedros and travel light, as Cedros Tackle has a fully outfitted tackle shop, including top-of-the-line rental gear. After a long day on the water, enjoy delicious local cuisine prepared by the staff. Cedros Kayak Adventures also has a fully outfitted panga and off-road truck and trailer to take you to super secluded spots. Fish where the others don't with Cedros Kayak Fishing. Come join Jeff and the gang for a great trip on Cedros Island. Visit the website at CedrosKayakFishing.com for more information and to book your trip.
I got a garage full of fishing tackle, and every time I get out on the water, I realize I forgot something important. But I never forget my life jacket. I make sure my buddies wear theirs, too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090.
All right, phones are packing up. You want to have a chance to win that great AFCO prize, my favorite shorts, the tactical fishing short and the Matrix Performance shirt. 858-457-1090. One line open there, and a line open at 877-792-1090. We're talking to Pat McDonald, former editor of Western Outdoor. How's that sound?
Fine by me.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, yeah. All the,
but still involved.
The pressure's off.
Yeah,
but,
exactly. I'm yeah. jealous.
So no, I'm having good. A great. I'm having a great time. I'm extremely busy still, but yeah. But Form Writer, that's fine by me.
Yeah, it's all good. 877-792-1090 open right now. Let's jump into it.
You got it. Why don't we start it off this morning with Carlos, who's calling us from Irvine this morning. Good morning, Carlos. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hook Up.
Good morning, Carlos. All right, let's see. We're having some technical issues there.
How about
so,
now?
Well, let's try
you
that.
Hear me?
Yeah, now we got
What's up,
you.
Carlos?
Okay. Hey, sorry about that. Hey, just want to thank you, Ricky and Harold, for hosting another great trip. Whittler's Cove Lodge was fantastic again. And the Potter's family for their wonderful staff and their warm hospitality.
Such a great place, isn't it?
Man, so good.
Oh, yeah, it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
The fishing is always, it was great. We had limits of halibut, and we had almost limits of coho each day, and we all brought home about 115 pounds of great quality fish.
Wow, that's good. And you wrote a great article that's up on our website, letstalkhookup.com. Just go to that website and check out that great article, Carlos, and the photos. I mean, just kind of tells the story, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And the highlight of the trip was, wasn't even the fishing, it was the whales.
Yeah.
They put on a great show for us on the third day. They were bubble feeding all day, and we even had a few whales just come up about maybe 25 feet from the boat, which was phenomenal.
Why they call it Whaler's Cove,
yeah,
right?
I'll back up what Carlos was saying. Like, I couldn't believe that, I mean, especially a fishing guy my whole life, I couldn't believe that I could go to a place as beautiful as Whaler's Cove, have fishing as good as we had, which it was phenomenal, and come away with the same thing that Carlos is saying, my favorite thing was seeing the whale show. Like,
yeah, and you're 10 minutes from the lodge when you're doing that.
I couldn't believe how cool that was. I mean, you've told me for years, Pete, and the bubble feeding thing is just, it's spectacular. And it happens, it's right next to the boat. You know, it's crazy.
A lot, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the other cool thing is, Ricky, you took your girlfriend Dallas, and it's a great couples place, too, because it's so user-friendly, because the rides are so short. Generally speaking, it's very, very calm on the Intercircuit. See where I am right now?
Yeah.
On the inside on the inside passage there of Alaska.
I don't think that there's a place you could take a significant person in your life to not, you know, to that's better than that. You know, my girlfriend is not new to fishing, but anybody who is susceptible to motion sickness or just not a hardcore beat it up on the ocean all day kind of person, it's flat. It's flat all the time. You're so far inside the Chatham Straits, there is no swell that reaches you up there, and it's just flat calm, and the lodge is crazy comfortable.
The real laugh is when it gets a little bumpy.
Oh,
maybe
God.
It blows 12 to 15 max, right? And these guys are just going, man, this is like almost unfishable. It's like, what are you kidding me?
Captain John.
This is like a flat day in Sitka, right?
Captain John, who I like a lot, and Captain John was a great guy. We had an absolute blast fishing together. One day, it was exactly as Pete, you just described. It was probably blowing 12. And there, keep in mind, there is no swell, but there's the wind chop that's associated with 12 knots.
Sure.
And he goes, well, I really want to get to the spot, but I don't know if the weather's going to let us get there. It might be too rough. And I looked at him, and I said, this is San Diego Bay on a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like, there's, you know, a 1.5-foot wind chop, and I don't know if we're going to be able to make it, man. It's pretty rough. And I looked at him, and I started laughing. I was like, we're kite fishing bluefin right now. Like, we don't go unless it's 10 knots or better because of the wind. And he just started cracking up. Yeah, I guess we do have a little bit spoiled up here. You know, it was just fantastic. And,
a lot spoiled.
for sure. And whether, you know, we see the sun, which we didn't on our trip on our 4-day, or you guys didn't on your 3-day, or do see the sun like we did the previous year, it doesn't matter because fishing's awesome. It's kind of part of that Alaska thing, right?
You put your anhydrous gear on, you zip it up, and you don't worry about the rain. And it's just, the fishing was unbelievable. And you know, like you said, too, I got to bring Dallas, and she spent a couple days just hanging out around the lodge and hiking and, you know, saw killer wildlife and, you know, had a, you know, 6-point Sitka blacktail buck, like, on the shoreline taking photos and hanging out. And the food is fantastic. The food was, I thought, different this year and really cool.
A lot of wild game.
They incorporated a bunch. You know, we ate elk and bison and duck and all kinds.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they have very traditional stuff also for guys that don't want to venture out of the wild side a little bit. But I always thought the wild game was, like, the highlight of every thing that they had there. It was the whole experience is so cool at Whalers.
Yeah. You going back, Carlos?
It would be great for family. Oh, unfortunately, we won't be able to make it next year, but we'll definitely be back in the future. But we've told a lot of friends about it, and even the cool thing is it'd be great for a family, too. I mean, I've told my friends that have kids, I said, just bring them up there. They'd have an experience of a lifetime.
Yeah, I think our four-day has got maybe a couple of spots left on it, but the three-day certainly has some spots available in mid-August next year, prime time. So, Carlos, we're going to miss you next year, but
you
just have to go back. I know once it gets under your skin,
we'll
you're going to
go back.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Hey, and thanks for doing that great article. If you want to check out what Carlos wrote about the lodge, check it out. Letstalkhookup.com. Just go to the front page, bottom, you'll see it. Click on it right there. And
I just want to say, Carlos, what a great time Dallas and I had fishing with you and Drew and Manny and Judy and your whole crew of guys up there. Showed everybody a great time, as you always do. Carlos is like the unofficial host
when
he goes up there and showed everybody a great time. We had a blast fishing with you, buddy.
No, it was fun finally meeting Dallas as well, Ricky. So. Yeah.
Thanks,
Carlos.
Nice to hear from you. Appreciate the call this morning.
All right. Well, the phones are packed up again. If you want to get your opportunity to get through, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Let's talk to Al, calling us from all the way out in Columbus, Ohio. Good morning, Al.
Good morning, Rick. Pete.
Now, it is not fair to say Al in Columbus.
The retired Pat. I'm glad he's joined the old fogey group.
That's right. I'm right in your wheelhouse, buddy. Yeah, I'm hanging out with you guys now.
No, this is the famous Al from Topanga.
From Topanga.
How
about
that, huh?
I know. That's fantastic. I haven't heard that voice in a while. That's great. How you doing, Al?
I'm doing pretty good. But the tuna fishing in Ohio, pretty crummy.
I know, yeah. Well, that's the thing. Well, I can rest assured that we're taking care of things down here for you.
I'm sure that's the case. And part of the problem I had with moving is, of course, not going to Fred Hall shows. And then the mail people screwed up my forwarding stuff to me, and I let my subscription to Western Outdoor News lapse. And I can, of course, get the off in the website. I can get phone number. What do I do? Just tell them if I want Northern Cal or Southern Cal edition?
Oh, sure. Just call up the office. There's a phone number there. Bill Jenneke will take care of it. And you can also get the digital edition if you want it right away. You can get it on Tuesday. You can actually just call it up. It reads just like the newspaper. If you're up on the computer thing, you just digitally, it's flip page. You just blow it up. You can read the thing on Tuesday if you want to get that also. It's part of the subscription. But if you want the print, of course, mailed to you, you just tell us which one you want, and Bill will make sure you get that edition.
And so when you subscribe to Western Outdoor News, you can also opt in on the digital edition, too, and get it right away.
That's right. And so the digital edition, you can get the North and the South, and has all the archives, all the special supplements.
Really?
You can actually put a code in, or your code, of course, you get every time. And once you put it in, it's good for the entire
download
year.
Download like an app on your iPad? Or
well, you just bookmark it, and it comes right up, and it comes right up each time after that. You don't have to do it again. And the code is on the label on your thing, or you get a code. If you do digital only, the code comes, and you just push that in, then you're good.
So if you're a subscriber,
yes,
you get the digital as part of the package?
Yes, you get the North and the South edition and all the supplements. Whereas if you're print, you get only, or you get print, you get both the digital and the print. But the print, you have to tell us which one you want, North or South edition.
I see. And the code is on your label, that's the mailing label on
on
the print.
Exactly. So, which means that, you know, a lot of guys have bought servicemen over in Afghanistan, a whole bunch of subscriptions, so those guys can get it digitally.
That's awesome.
Can't mail stuff to Afghanistan.
Yeah.
So,
gifts,
that kind of thing. A lot of people, who are out of the country, we don't mail out of the country. They get the digital edition. And there's some extras in those digitals because it's all color, of course, North and South. And then also you're getting added value. I did Dave Myers' Q&A. He was retiring. He's selling his tackle shop. There wasn't enough room for the whole story about this very innovative guy who had been around for years and years as president of several companies. And he had to cut a bit of that story to get it in the print publication. But they did a big story, and they had an added value in in the digital, which we're going to do more and more of that. So, like, large features, you know, of, let's say, the Kingfisher trip, where I could get, you know, maybe 8 or 6, 7 photos and about 1,000 words. I could, you know, I could really do an extended story about everybody's experiences and a lot of photos of it in the digital edition as well. That's a nice thing about, you know, digital editions. You can just have us
bring it up.
And of course the website, we can make them as long as we want. Sure. That's the beautiful part about it.
Indeed.
I look at it on my iPad, you know, and a tablet's perfect because it's just like being on the paper. You swipe page back and forth. It's really cool.
Yeah. I've never looked at it, so I'll have to check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Al from Columbus, you're always going to be Al from Topanga here on Let's Talk Hookup. Nice to hear from you, Al. Please join us again. That does free up 877-792-1090. Look who's on the line, Scott Sherman, Fifth Avenue Insurance and Snap Insurance. I guess we got to get used to that new name, right?
Takes a while, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I mean, it's still Fifth Avenue Insurance, but it's Snap Insurance now.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, we merged with them here a little while ago. It was a real good situation for everybody involved. But, you know, after 27 years of saying Fifth Avenue, it takes a little while to get used to the name that's now at the top of the ledger, you know?
Yes, indeed. What's up, Scott?
Hey, just wanted to thank Pat for all the great work he's done over at Western Outdoor News over the years. You know, I've been around long enough where I remember Western Outdoor News was the go-to thing because there, you know, you didn't have all this digital things. Everybody sat anxiously waiting around for the edition to come out so they could get information and tips and those kind of things. I even used to have a buddy of mine, you know, rest in peace, who used to save every single issue, and he had about 5 years worth. And every time when a certain time of year would come up, he'd look back over the years for through the Western Outdoor News stories about that period of time to see what he could figure out what might be a trend. You know, it was just too much fun, and can't tell you how much fun we had waiting for the edition to come out and run down to the tackle shop and get a copy and do all those kind of things. It was good times.
Yeah, it has been somewhat of a chronological deal with the paper over the years. You know, you go back into as far back as the 1950s, which is when it started, 1954. 53, technically, but 54 was the first official issue. And then all the way, that was when I was born, which is kind of funny how it works. And then, over the years, I mean, all these little things, you can, if you keep those copies, of course, then the digital editions, you go, now you can actually look back for the last, I think, 3 or 4 years that we've kept the digital editions. The rest of them are all in paper and bound, that kind of thing. Yeah. But you look back, it's kind of cool. People look back and they go, oh, my God, look what you looked like back in 1991. Like, yeah, wow. Yeah, it's like, geez, Pat, you know, yeah, you've changed a lot. And I go, well, yeah, I guess so, haven't we all? But, but it's been interesting. And thanks, Scott, I really appreciate that very much. Are we going to get a new stadium down there, buddy? Huh? We're going to get a new stadium?
Working on it. We've got an election coming up November of next year that thing's slated to be on there. All we got to do now is wait and see if soccer will extend picking a team, and then we go from there.
All right, sounds good. I'm waiting. I'm a big San Diego State fan, so I'm waiting to hear what the situation is.
Yeah, you and me both, buddy. I think they keep going in different directions. I hope with the new leadership over there, they'll finally get a rudder to that ship, and we'll get something figured out.
Sounds great.
All right, Scott, to hear from you. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Cookup coming your way, including checking in with the Catch Reports. We're going to find out what's biting. Lots of great stuff coming up. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Cookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hi, I'm Hayden Lane from Fast Lane Sailing and Kayaking Center, and I want to tell you about our newest, best-selling kayak, the new Hobie I-11S. The thing is an inflatable kayak, but this thing has all the advantages of an inflatable kayak with no sacrifice in performance. It's super wide, and it's super stable. It's shaped like a stand-up paddleboard. It just skims across the water, making it one of our fastest kayaks, and it rolls easily back into its bag. That's right, easily. It's so quick and easy to use, it's become my go-to fishing kayak. My mom and dad just threw a couple in the car and drove up to Mammoth Lakes for a few days and caught a whole bunch of trout. This kayak solves so many problems for so many people. No roof racks needed, no storage in the garage, throw it in a closet, throw it in the back of your car. Most importantly, come down and try this new kayak out. You won't believe how well it works. We do demos every day at our shop right on the water in Mission Bay and would be happy to take you out on it. So call the shop at 619-222-0766 to schedule a demo. Or check us out on the web at fastlanekayaking.com.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the docks, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe us? Just listen to what Southern California's own Captain Pete Grosbeck says. He says, "We're very impressed with the whole operation of the Seakeeper. We live bait a lot. We go slow, which puts us in the trough. And now basically there is no trough." Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, the gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post, bringing installation down to a mere 2 days. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride. Be amazed. Seakeeper.
The bluefin are abundant this year, but getting them the bite is another story. But if you're willing to chase them, there's an opportunity to land the catch of a lifetime. Now, getting the deal of a lifetime on a new Ford is much less effort because the gigantic summer sales event is going on now at your San Diego County Ford dealer. Choose from a great selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs and save big on interest charges with zero APR long-term financing. On top of that, your Ford dealer will give you an additional bonus for your qualified trade. This special offer is available to anyone who gets approved through Ford Motor Credit. You'll also find great deals on new Ford Super Duty, Motor Trend Magazine's 2017 Truck of the Year. So why chase deals all over town when you can land the deal of a lifetime on the new Ford, car, truck, or SUV you've always wanted during the Ford Summer Sales Event? Stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Again, having a great show with Pat McDonald. If you want to get your opportunity to join in the fun, two ways you can do that. 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090.
All right, let's find out what's biting out there, Ricky.
It is time for the Catch Report today, sponsored by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros. Once you try them, you'll be hooked. They'll fillet and vacuum pack your fish to your specs, as well as offer the best in smoked fish, jerky, and their famous tuna burgers. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details, or you can see them when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings.
Did you see that Facebook post they put up on the Fisherman's Processing Facebook page last week?
I know the picture
of Sean.
I did.
And Tim and Randy, the three owners of Fisherman's Processing. You talk about three legendary people in San Diego sport fishing, man.
You think there's some experience between those three?
Yeah. Yeah, and some diligence in keeping that thing being the best.
And just and everything that goes along having an ownership team like those guys. I mean, from how the catch should properly be dealt with from the second that it's hooked till it's landed, till it's on the boat, and then the offloading process of the boat. I mean, think about all the things that Fisherman's Processing has innovated, you know, in their short time of being around, and then the quality that's been produced because of it.
There's nobody like it, man. Yeah, for sure. Captain Brian Woolley, Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. What's up, Brian?
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up,
Woolley? How are you? Good morning, Pat.
Good morning.
Good to hear you on there this morning.
Thanks. Well, all good.
All good. Good to hear, man. Good to hear. Glad you're enjoying life, man. Yeah. Well earned, for sure. No doubt about it.
Hey,
we rolled through a good August week of fishing. You know, our coastal fishing remained good all week. The water temps were in the 68 to 71 degree range all week as well. And, we fished some pretty clean water as well. Just the usual suspects in our accounts this week, too. There's the calico bass fishing remains steady locally. It was really good this last week. We've also been seeing some good bonito action along the different kelp lines, too. So good fly line action for this bonito and the bass. And as you can imagine, the small jigs and flashy spoons have been lights out on these bonitos as well. And we're still catching the occasional yellowtail along these same kelp lines. These fish have ranged in size from that smaller 5-pound stuff to some quality fish over 30 pounds. So, you know, some of those guys getting caught off guard fly lining that sardine for the bass, hooking some of these bigger fish right along the kelp. Sometimes we're getting them. Sometimes it ends in heartbreak for sure. Away from the coast, you know, we had boats at Catalina a few days this last week too. You know, they got shots at that yellowtail along the front side, you know, from the east end all the way up to the front of the closure there. Again, that mixed fish in the 8 to 25-pound range and some good scores on that bonita, too, that's been roaming the front side. So the Fury, he's been offshore as well over at San Clemente Island multiple times this week on his trips, and he's had some good mixed bag fishing as well. Lingcod, some rockfish, calico bass, good action, no doubt, and with the right conditions over there, too, he's had some good shots at that yellowtail as well. So as you can hear, you know, full slate of trips, some fish are biting both locally and at the island, so we'd love to have you guys out on a trip with us. Please take advantage of that Les Talk Hookup discount. You can save 25% on a local trip by going to the Les Talk Hookup page, clicking on the Dana Wharf banner ad. It'll give you a discount code, and you can book online from there. Of course, reservations still necessary this time of year. I know most of the kids have gone back to school, but call the office. Our phone number here is 949-496-5794. And, of course, you can check us out on the web at danawharf.com, get schedule, and check our fish counts from there as well.
Great job, Brian, and I'll tell you what, I can't believe you guys still offer that 25% discount on the front page of our website, letstalkhookup.com, even in prime time like this, right?
It's light load. I mean, not light loads, but, you know, good loads still, but, you know, take advantage of it. Why not save a few bucks? And, hey, while we're doing this, why don't you guys add a 3-quarter-day pass to your prize pack there for your listener today? We'll be stoked to have someone out on a trip with us.
That's cool, Willie.
Yeah,
add that and... That'd be, you know, good addition. And then certainly, Pat, man, you got a spot on the rail of some fun anytime, my friend. So anytime you want to hop on the water,
great ride.
Call. Love to have you out.
Thanks, Brian. That is a fun trip. I tell you, anybody who hasn't been on that boat and fished with you and your guys, they are in for a real treat. It's just the ultimate 3-quarter day. I mean, it's fantastic.
And so close to everywhere.
And Brian, what a great, Brian, I got to tell you, fishing with you is just one of the great experiences that I've ever had in the 34 years I've worked. And I hope I get a chance to fish with you here soon.
Super, well, sounds like you got some time and we'd love to have you. So.
Very good. Thanks, Brian. Appreciate that report. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Willie. All right, we're going to continue on with the catch report. Head on up to Whaler's Cove. Talk to the man. Captain John Beath is on the line. What's up, John?
Morning, John.
Well, good morning. I got to tell you about a family of four that just left yesterday. They fished with me for 4 days. They came up from Newport, California, and the 12-year-old boy wanted to come up here to go fishing, so the parents planned this vacation. The very first day out, we went out and dropped the hook for halibut. This 12-year-old hooked this halibut, brought it all the way up from 400. I get on the back deck, and it's a monster. It pops loose about a foot or two below the water. Heartbreaking, right? But then 15 minutes later, that same fish bit the line. The kid reeled it up. I got a measurement. It was 70 1/4 inches.
Whoa.
The 12-year-old's very first halibut, very first fish in Alaska. And that's what he gets. He also won the 2-for-1 to come back next year with his parents.
Wow.
And then his 11-year-old brother, his very first fish, happened to be a 55-inch halibut, a 75-pounder that outweighed him.
Oh, my.
It's so cool.
How big is a 70-inch halibut, John?
That's about 185 pounds.
Wow. Now, wait a minute. So the fish fell off, and then he bit the line again?
Yeah, 15 minutes later, and people say, well, how do you know that? Well, when you see the halibut that close, you can kind of see the markings on their head and such. Same fish.
He went right back down and came up and ate it again.
Yeah, and he wasn't as frisky as the first time. He was a little tired, and that enabled me to really get a good measurement. It laid it out. In fact, I've got a great photo I'll send you, and you can put that on the website. It's absolutely awesome. I've got my gaff hooked around his tail, and the fish is as long as my gaff, which is, you know, my gaff is about 70 and a half inches.
Awesome.
What a fish.
Such an awesome. What a great story. And I guess the, of course, right after we left, probably the sky's parted and it's been sunny and flat every day, right?
We've had a little bit of weather prediction saying that we're going to have 20-knot winds. Hasn't happened yet. You know, in the afternoon, right before we come in, it gets a little bit windy, but the forecast for today was going to be windy, and all of a sudden the new forecast is 10 knots or less. It's been really nice weather. We've had some rain, but it's been fun as usual, and this is the end of the season. Here's another quick story about the freshwater fishing here. We had a family go up river a couple of days ago. They released 63 coho between the four. I mean, that is epic world-class fishing, and that's what we've got going on right now. A lot of the groups are going up river, and it's just, you know, lights out as far as the freshwater goes.
Was that up in Hasselborg?
Yes, it was.
Unbelievable, which is just very, very close to the lodge there, and you guys have jet boats stationed up on the river. It's a great trip. Next time you go, Rick, you got to do this trip. They take you up on a jet boat, which is an e-ticket ride in itself, right, John?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's always fun.
Yeah, it's really fun. That's one of the options there. Well, John, I know our four-day next year is near full, but there may be a spot or two left, and our three-day has spots available. And I know it's time to book for not only 2018 but 2019 at Whalers Cove. You guys are so popular. Great spot. How do we find you?
Well, you can go to whalerscovelodge.com. That's whalerscovelodge.com. Or you can call the reservation line at 1-800-423-3123. That's 1-800-423-3123. We've got a Facebook page as well, so you can just check out Whalers Cove Lodge on Facebook. And you can go to YouTube and just type in Whalers Cove Lodge. You'll come to our channel. We used to have a TV show called Alaska's Fishing Paradise. The episodes are up on our YouTube channel so people can get an idea of, you know, what the fishing's like and the area and the flat water. So it's kind of fun to watch those episodes and see, you know, what you're going to experience. But you can just go to whalerscovelodge.com, get all of this information, see what's available, call the line, and get hooked up.
Well, hey, John, I just want to say, too, I sure had a great time fishing with you. First time being back on the show since getting a chance to fish with you. And John's got such amazing tackle and gear in the boat and just a professional operation all the way around. Just wanted you to know what a great time both myself and Dallas had fishing with you, John.
Oh, yeah, you guys were awesome. Rick is truly a professional fisherman, knows what he's doing. It's a pleasure to have him and Dallas on the boat. They can catch fish.
Yeah,
and when there's fish here to catch, it's just fun to watch you guys catch fish.
We had a great time, John. Thanks for all the fun memories.
Yeah, it was good times. And you know what? Speaking of YouTube, I shot a lot of video at our Whalers Cove Lodge trip, and Tommy P., our new production director for YouTube, produced that, and I'll be posting that on our YouTube channel, Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show, this week. About a 10-minute piece on our trip to Whalers Cove, so you'll have to go check that out. John, are we going to hear from you one more time, or is the season pretty much wrapped up?
No, you'll hear from me next Sunday. That'll
awesome.
Be the last report until next season.
All right. Well, great job.
Thanks,
John. Sure appreciate that, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right.
Very good.
Thanks, buddy.
Bye-bye.
All right, now let's head on down to the beach. We're going to hit the surf report with the man, our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, is on the line. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Couldn't be better, Gundy. How's good?
Word of the week, Corbina. Corbina.
That's a good word to have this week.
Ooh, man.
Up and down the coast, you know, the Imperial Beach, you know, have reports on good Corbina fishing. A couple things in the works, you know, we're coming into that fall right now, and the beach is starting to empty out. The kids going back to school, and so the guys are finding really good conditions down there and lots of catch. And let me jump into this. Hook, line, sinker reported good bonita action up there along the Santa Barbara coast. The fish are up, the hawks taking spoons and splashers. A lot of bonita and small yellowtail on all the piers this week. The bite in the rocks was good for those guys. Cabazon, calico bass, chocolate rockfish, Johnny bass, the top. Also reported good.
Shoot.
Uh-oh. We're having difficulty hearing you, Gundy. Maybe you can get back to you and you can give us a call back.
Sure.
Sure. Yeah, for some reason, I've been having problems this morning on the phone.
Yeah,
I'll try
right.
you back.
Try us back. Thanks, Kenny. Appreciate that very much. And let's go ahead and continue on here, right?
Yeah, you got it. Well, that's going to temporarily hold our catch report, which is sponsored in part by SurfFishTackle.com, where you're going to get all the best surf fishing information, all the gear you need to catch fish at the beach at SurfFishTackle.com. And I'm sure we'll get hooked back up with Gunny momentarily. And in the meantime, we're going to jump back into the phones and talk to Lloyd. Lloyd is calling us from Upland this morning. Good morning, Lloyd. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Great.
Hi, Lloyd.
Great.
I don't have a question for Pat, but I do have a recommendation for all of your listeners. I suggest you go back and check Pat's series on the sinking of the Eric. It probably is a Pulitzer Prize quality merchandise, I should say writing. And my son-in-law, who I've talked to Pat about a few times, was one of the people that helped rescue a group of those guys that were unfortunate enough to be on the Eric that day. In fact, I think the last guy they rescued was a last trip. They didn't think there was anybody left out there, and some poor soul floating around on his cooler. So just a recommendation.
I agree with you. Really, really well written, and just, yeah, I agree. It's probably one of the best things ever done.
Now, where would we go to find that?
That's a good question. I'm not even sure. I kept some copies of it. I'm not sure it's in the thing. I don't know. Maybe sometime I'll put it on the internet and just
really cool
then put it up there. Yeah.
So many people are so passionate about that story.
The digital. We can grab those, the PDFs and what, which are just digital versions of it, and just put it in the paper, and then just say you can, if you want to see it, you can see it in the digital edition as added value. But yeah, it was an interesting story. And
kind of recap what happened. Yeah, because a lot of our listeners may not understand what happened.
About 5 years ago, I think it was something like that, the Eric sank off of on a midriff trip. The Chabasco came up. There's a heavy wind situation out there. It comes up very quickly, and it only lasted about 10 minutes, but it was enough for the boat, which was trying to head back and get out of it. It sank, and the pongas moved, a hatch opened, the boat lost power when water went into the engine room, and then the boat flipped over, and everybody was on. It was in. Those who could hang on to coolers, but the pongas,
it was at night, right?
It was at night. Yeah, we didn't have
people were down below.
No, yeah, there were like three guys had died when the water went down into the well, into the stairwell, and they can't. Of course, you can't open a door once the water's in there. So they died. Their bodies were recovered later, about a year and a half, 2 years later, by the stepson of one of the men that died. So. And he brought back his remains, and that was actually the better story that I did later, you know. And it took a long time to get that information. The dive operation was extremely dangerous to do it, but he had promised his stepfather that he would go down and find his remains and bury them in the Western Sierra. So that was, to me, that actually the better story. But it was how I got a hold of it was the guy who's team number one in Cabo, Jerry Garcia. He's there every year. He was on the boat. He actually barely got on in an inflatable vest. His buddies helped him as the boat was going down. He actually went down with the boat, and then it popped up.
Wow.
Popped up. I mean, literally like 20 feet down, he was sucked down in, and then came back up and then managed to live through that. And a friend of mine said, you know, there's a guy you know was on that boat. I never had any information about it, and I was up vacationing with my wife up in at the Westin up in the up in Mammoth, a nice romantic getaway, you know. And I was like, the phone rings, and I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, here's the information that I needed. This is the I had no idea. So they gave me the information. I called up Jerry, and he gave me the lowdown and put me in touch with other guys. And the whole story about how it went down was a big lie at that point. The Mexican government was really trying to cover it up, and so I got the truth of how the boat went down and why it went down. I believe the owner of the boat is up from went up for manslaughter charges as a result of his negligence. And it also, on the good aspect of it, although seven men died. Seven died. There was many aspects of it that brought new safety measures, you know, for boats that went down there. Now the midriff trips, of course, the only ones that are going on down there are the Jose Andres.
Tony Reyes.
And that is... Those are super safe. Dave Dolan will tell you it's a great trip.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic out of the long fin. I highly recommend it. And the interesting part about it, I don't want to go on too long about this, but I was going to charter that boat. I was the charter master on that boat in 2 weeks prior to the sinking.
Wow.
So it could have been me on that boat.
Wow.
And I'm, you know, so it was just a very, very scary experience. And yes, one man was found very, 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 as light was fading, he would never have made it, but they managed to save him. And a lot of it was as a result of a couple of Americans who had gone out looking for the men, for survivors. And they found him.
How many days after the sinking was that?
They found him the next day. It was 18. They were in the water for 18 hours.
18 hours. Wow.
18 hours. And some of the guys were hanging on to coolers, and some found pongas, and they scooped out the water. And various people, they all got separated. You know, the currents out there are just absolutely brutal. And then finding the boat was difficult, too. And they finally found it. The gill netters actually ended up finding it. And the stories about guys were always snagging nets on something underneath there. And so then they finally found it and went down on sonar and found it and then dove on it.
Wow.
It's
how
still
deep
there.
Was it?
Still there. 175 feet.
Wow, so deep.
Yeah. So, yeah, but it was quite interesting tales. And so, it was a good story. And it was over almost a year and a half, 2 years that the story was done, the first of the sinking and then actually finding of the boat by the stepson. So interesting stuff. It was a great experience. I'm glad people enjoyed it. Maybe we can bring it up digitally and people can read it again.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the call, Lloyd.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, another hour of great information with Pat McDonald. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trip from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering half-day trips on the Dolphin, and now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter-day open party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open party three-quarter-day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and two interior heads with showers. Our open party trips from half day, three quarter day, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatfall Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Tranx 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Tranx 500 HG has the cranking power you need. And with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatfall and leave the line control to the Tranx reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatfall. And when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Tranx Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon? Well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for four straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels are just hotels. Most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch. From your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. It's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252, 646-BAJA, and rancholeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
The bluefin are abundant this year, but getting them the bite is another story. But if you're willing to chase them, there's an opportunity to land the catch of a lifetime. Now, getting the deal of a lifetime on a new Ford is much less effort, because the gigantic summer sales event is going on now at your San Diego County Ford dealer. Choose from a great selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, and save big on interest charges with zero APR long-term financing. On top of that, your Ford dealer will give you an additional bonus for your qualified trade. This special offer is available to anyone who gets approved through Ford Motor Credit. You'll also find great deals on new Ford Super Duty, Motor Trend Magazine's 2017 Truck of the Year. So why chase deals all over town when you can land the deal of a lifetime on the new Ford, car, truck, or SUV you've always wanted during the Ford Summer Sales Event? Stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.